Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. I'm just enjoying, you know, being in the vortex, right? And part of what feels so frustrating when you're out of the vortex is just being out. Like just the feeling of being out of it feels horrible. And part of what feels so good when you're in it is, regardless of results and outcomes, is the feeling that you know that you're in it. When you go, of course that just happened. Now, of course that just happened. And that's a link to that. And it just, you can feel that you're playing in something that is like made of magic, and you're not in this limited paradigm that is keeping you apart from all that really is possible. And so it's so fun. And I thought I would share that with you because while that's kind of now, I think you should be aware of that in your own right, right? Like there's nothing stopping you from expansion. So if you want to create a podcast, if you want to have your own TV show, like there's all these ways in, right? And you don't need permission. You don't need to wait. You don't need for somebody at any place sitting in a coat with a checkbook to agree that you have something. Like you can just decide that you're available for it. And I think that's really exciting. And I think you'd be surprised how many people pursue that route, very few, and how much is actually there and available when you see it that way. And you become, you know, become the CEO of your own mission. So I hope that that like fans your flames. Does that feel for any of you? I know a few of you, you're saying that's exciting, but how many of you feel that that kind of opens up your eyes to a possibility or feels like it maybe includes part of what you want to accomplish? Yeah, we had a whole conversation at our retreat this past week about turning on the radio. And I want to tell you one thing. It's beautiful to read books that make you feel zen. And I want you to understand something about the science, okay? When you feel grumpy, somebody just was posting that, or you don't feel great, if I looked at your brain waves, they're all over the place. Okay. When you feel higher states of being, your brain waves are literally coherent. They start to move into a coherent pattern. They're not like all over the place, like a frenetic, chaotic dance. When you start to have this coherence because you're feeling free of stress hormone, when you're feeling good, you're feeling grateful, you're feeling wonder, you're feeling awe, you're feeling surrender, you're feeling that lightness of being, and your brain goes into coherence, then of course that's when you get the intuition because you can actually hear clearly. And of course that's when you get the creative like vision because your brain is actually coherent enough that it can allow there to be a clear message. And so that's exactly why, on a scientific level, we are holding ourselves apart
from manifesting, because you can't be creative when your brain is in an incoherent state. And that's why it doesn't feel good. Your brain is literally like, if you were to see your brain waves, you would just be like, wow. And then if you watch what happens when you start to feel that you are more the witness, right, to what's going on, you start to create some space, you start to get some peace, you start to feel into energy more than into your thoughts, you start to feel that wholeness, you will get the download, because you'll actually have the space to hear it and see it. And so it's amazing how fast it works. Like, you give me 90 minutes of feeling good, I'll give you 6 weeks of manifesting. Like, give me like 30 minutes where you can drop in the morning, you have a totally different day. Totally different day, which leads to a totally different destination by the end of the week. So we've got to remember that. Your brain's got to get clear. Otherwise, it can't take anything in. And let me also just add that everything that you can look for evidence of in your life and say, but look here, but look here, but look here, you have been creating from the past. You've been creating from this known artifact of all the projection of all the ways that you sort of co-create relationship, co-create opportunity, resist, right? Like, if the thousands of thoughts in your mind are like soldiers and they're all working against you because they don't feel safe allowing something into your sphere, just realize that unconsciously you've been running this unconscious program, and so much of the momentum was created in alignment with how much you felt you could allow in and how much you created, right, from that space. And so it doesn't serve you to look at things you created from the past. You know, you wouldn't look at artwork you made years ago and judge yourself around that, because it's, you know, something that you created from a different point of alignment. I mean, you can change how much reception you have hour to hour, right? And so there's nothing really juicy about it. But what we know is that it's all this energetic frequency. And so if you change that and you just allow yourself to find that you're no longer externalizing where your happiness comes from, that is the result you want. That is the result. The result you're wanting, you want to have this achievement, because there's a feeling you attach to it. There's a sponsored feeling of expansion there. The reason you want to have more of that money, a better relationship, more quality time with your kids, is you're hoping for a fuller feeling of connection and feeling of that wholeness and that person you deeply know that you came here to be. So you indeed get the result, because that is the result of unhooking from an externalized source of your well-being and finding the well-being and generating it by your own energetic state. That is authentic power. That is the result. That is the result that you want. And when you then have it, you're not focused on why it doesn't come from the external, because you have it. And then the more that you have it, the more that a million things that are way beyond what this artifact in your mind told you you needed to have it, other things come, because you actually have it and you're done. You're there. It is. That is the result, is a lightness of being that makes you feel full from within. I mean, the internal feeling of utilizing your own connection, your own energy, turning it on, knowing that it's inside of you, you're clean now. You don't need to externalize it. And so often we not only externalize our happiness needing to come in the 3D in different ways so that we can then feel full and expansion, but we also externalize our permission to be pissed. We're like, I'd be fine, but my external representation of sadness is in what my husband did this morning, or what's happening in the stock market, or what Kanye West is tweeting. And it's like, that's a beautiful excuse for us to give ourselves permission to feel like shit, because we love feeling bad so much. It is an addiction. It's like, let's come clean. Like, we love feeling like this crappy thing. We're addicted to it. We're emotionally addicted to it. So we'll just be like, I'm actually good. It's this person's misalignment that knocks me out. It's like, no, you just wanted to externalize a source of permission for you to be bumped out. It's all the same. Once you get your authentic full power, and it's like, how much can I drop the program and realize I'm not in the world, the world's within me. Like, it's all this juice, this infinite, endless stream. Boy, does that feel good. I'm already connected. I don't need anything else. The abundance, the feeling of wholeness from that place, the amount of magnetism from that place, the amount of high vibration, that is the result. And from there, a zillion things, a zillion rockets get launched and a zillion seeds get planted, and then they just start sprouting and you go, ooh, didn't expect that one. And that is the best feeling. It's the creation that feels like it's something from nothing. And that's how it is, right? Dropping the story, dropping it all.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.